Hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to the ninth episode of The Unspoken Truth. I hope you're having a fabulous day. My name is Jay with Jay Black and Co. And hi, thanks for joining us live. My co-host is going to be here shortly, but let me go ahead and talk about The Unspoken Truth for just a second. It's where we have an unfiltered look behind building and scaling, sustaining your business online. So this is specifically for coaches, service providers. I'm getting out of my house shoes for a moment so I can get comfortable. And we answer your questions, give you tons of support, resources, and again, that unfiltered behind the scenes look because Kina and I, my co-hosts, we have been there, done that. We have been on teams. We have helped build six, seven, eight figure businesses, and we have done it ourselves with our own business. So I'm going to give her a moment to get in here because right now, on this episode of The Unspoken Truth, last week we talked about how you can get some information about your audience and why that's fundamental whenever you're building your business, whatever this multi-figured business is that you're trying to grow. You need to start with some foundational things, and one of those foundational things is going to be your audience. And that's something that most people, they, oh, well, I know my demographics, but demographics is not enough. If you are trying to build the right products that are going to help you scale, that's going to help you turn your business into a six, seven, eight, whatever figure business, you need to be very clear about who you're talking to and why you're creating the products that you are creating for them. So we talked about how to gather your audience information, how to do that intel on your audience. We talked about doing that audience research. So today, there's Kina right there. Today we're going to talk about how to analyze that data. So once you've done all of that research, what are you going to do with that information? How are you going to process that information? So we're going to talk about that today because what's the point in gathering the information if you don't know what to do with it? Let me go ahead and bring her on. What to do with it if you don't know how to, get your team up to speed on that content? Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Girl, I had to stand up because I was like, okay, look, let me tell you something. Okay, so I bought my dad some Colombian coffee. He likes ex espresso. So he hasn't been drinking it. So I was like, okay, well, I'll drink some this morning. Now I had my COVID shot. I had my COVID shot, my second vaccine shot. I had it like Friday. And so I've been dealing with the
Aftermath.
yeah. So today I was like, get myself. So I was like, okay, let me go ahead and get some of this coffee, girl.
I tell you are on 1,000 right now?
You see, I'm standing and I'm like, okay, you know, wait a minute, hold on. And I was listening to, okay, don't judge me. Y'all out there, don't judge me. I was listening to 2 Chainz to try and get some of this energy out of me.
I am the last person. Like, you listen. Listen, like you and I have had this discussion about what's on the playlist, and I promise you, if people see my playlist, they'd be like, "Who is this?" Well, is
Yes, don't drink that coffee, especially like whenever you probably haven't like really set your, recalibrated yourself back to whatever your norm. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do it.
Let me tell you, and when you crash later, yes.
I know it's gonna be real. I know the struggle, the crash, the burn. I know it's
Oh
gonna be
my
real.
gosh.
Okay.
Yes,
That's
yes.
okay.
So I'm kind of, I even did my whole dance. I was like, eh.
Was it stress is not sex? I will send, matter of fact, make sure you're following me. I'm going to start sharing my playlist that I use, one to work out with, because I use the same playlist like for a month and then I switch it up. But I also have a playlist, to Jay's point, to hype me up. So
Oh,
like,
yes.
yeah. And that's why I said, if somebody actually like looked at my phone and like, what is, who is she? Like some, she has like four personalities, which quite honestly, don't tell nobody. I do. I do. It is necessary.
Well, you know what? I'll go ahead and to your point, I'll go ahead and put in the links in my bio. I'll change it out. But what I'll do is I'll add to my link list. I'll
Link tree.
add, yeah. I'll do my playlist because I did
That's a
a
good
Own Your
idea.
Boss playlist. Whenever, because we all need that encouragement, because sometimes you're
Absolutely.
like, you again. But so sometimes we need that, that type, especially whenever you're doing research, because sometimes you get stuck in a rabbit hole, your energy is exhausted because you're mentally fatigued and everything. So sometimes you need your little quick, dance break so you can get it in and everything.
So let's get to our
Yes,
topic
sir.
before we start talking about some
Yes,
other
definitely.
nonsense.
So I want to thank everybody who's joining us live, everyone who's joining the replay. Already set the room about what the unspoken truth is. We're here every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern to talk about various subjects, but all are pertinent topics that you need in order to build your multi-figure business, whatever that's going to look like. If that's a 5, 6, 7, 8-figure business, all of them in some degree can help you. It just depends on, how much of one thing you need and how you're going to apply it, but it's still something that you can walk away with and apply to your business, regardless of what phase you're in, what figure bracket you're in. All of them you can apply. We've applied everything that we're talking to you about to not only our business, but to other coaches and service provider businesses. We've turned into coaches ourselves. So we've started, if you're a service provider, we started where you were, where you are, and we have grown our business and scaled our businesses to the point where we are reaching back to help others in a different fashion, as opposed to being on the team and being implementers. So we've been there, done that, wrote the book, read the book. Or IGTV, they're saved there. If you're following me, please follow Kina. It's run.your.biz. If you're following Kina, please hop over and follow me. And it's at jblackandco.com. Oh, no, not .com.
Girl.
That's website. jblackandco. So analyzing the data. So you have researched your audience and you have come to understand who your people are. So last week we talked about where to start, understanding their fears, what they are, what's their pain, and how to dig deeper into that information. So whenever we're analyzing all of this data, it's important to realize what does this entail telling you about your audience? What are the numbers saying? What is your audience saying? Because a lot of times we'll come back with the intel and it's like, okay, so they are experiencing pain in applying
you know, in creating funnels or creating a course. Yes, but what does that mean? And what does that mean to you? Right. I was just talking to a client yesterday. And so she did some homework on understanding her audience, actually. And so she came back and she said, in fact, I want to go ahead and pull up her information so that I can share it with you guys. So you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Let me see if I can do that right quick. I'm going to talk about, let's see, her hidden issue. Okay. Kina, I'm going to go ahead and let you talk for a moment while I pull up her stuff.
Cool. So one of the things is Jay's pulling up current clients' data. One of the things is not only what is the data telling you, but it's almost like you have to dig in and say, what is the underlying issue that is not being said? So a lot of times, you know, we go into business, we create products and services based off of what we think, what we believe is the solution to our client's problem. And a lot of times, though, we actually have to meet the client where they are. So in essence, they're coming to you with what they're saying is their pain. Even though you know that it's deeper than that, the intel actually going to tell you that other problem, the other thing that is not necessarily being said. And what I'm thinking about right now is how we look at Facebook accounts all the time. And there's two pieces of metrics that, you know, you look at it, you're like, why is that number so low? Or why is that number so high? What does that mean? And it basically means that, you know, the copy that you have in this instance is not resonating with your audience. So it may seem like, you know, the data is telling you that your ad is performing well, but in all actuality, it's like, no, it's not, because they're not doing what you're asking them to. They're not opting in. Why aren't they opting in? Because what you have on your page, what you have in your ad is not resonating with them. So Jay, you have the client's data?
Yes. Okay. So she said, so one of the questions I asked her was what is your client doing that is not working? Simple, easy, right? So she said, they are taking courses, but it doesn't seem to help them.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so, but what does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my question. So whenever we had this conversation yesterday, I said, so why isn't the course working for her? And she's like, I don't know. Okay. So then we go back to what we had talked about last week. You dig deeper.
Yep.
My favorite question, why?
Yep.
It's not work. You're taking these courses. So what, number one, we need to identify what kind of courses you're taking. So would it be Facebook ads courses? Would it be course creation courses? Or program creation courses, or is it Instagram course? What kind of courses is she taking? Okay. And it's not helping her. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because she's too busy to implement? Is it because she's overwhelmed with her regular life that she doesn't have time to implemented? Is it because it's too over her head and she needs something that's a little bit foundational? I'm not going to say basic or anything like that, but she needs more foundation stuff. Is it that she's saying one thing in her head, but she buys this course and but she means something else? So, like, for example, how can I get more Instagram followers? Okay, this is how you get more Instagram followers. That this is what she may be saying in her head, but what she needs to understand is, how do I communicate my value to other people to draw them to? So you have to figure out why. It's not good enough for you to just state, to this point, this is a general problem. Because if you come up with a general answer, then guess who you're going to attract? General people, not yes. your ideal person, not that person who is, because this is, let's go to, I'm going to kind of back up a little bit and talk about your end goal. Okay. Okay. That applies to you as a client. That's okay. That's all right. But I'm going to, your goal is not to, and you all are going to be like, what, Jay? Your goal is not to get a client. It's not. Your goal is to create a brand ambassador. Mm-hmm. That's your goal. Mm-hmm. Because a brand ambassador is going to, because a client can stay with you right now and then they can leave. Once your contract's over, that's it. They could be gone. They may not turn into a recurring client. They may not bring other people with you, with them. They may not sing your praises. They may not help you with your exposure. A current client, they give you money. They can give you money at one time, and then they're ghost. And guess what? You're going to be caught in the client acquisition process and phase all over again.
Yeah, over and over again. Yep.
You
yep.
want a brand ambassador, because a brand ambassador can do two things. There are many people who I have not become a client of, but I have raved about them and brought other clients to them. So I didn't pay you, but I brought streams of income to you. Brand ambassador. So they're going to help you with your exposure. They're going to help you bring other people to and through your business funnel, help you get paid more than once. The other thing, I have also been a brand ambassador of someone and have not only been a client one time, but I've signed up for them again and again and again, and I become a recurring client. So you want to create a brand ambassador. In order to create a brand ambassador, you have to reach them on a level that's totally, that's on it's a deeper level. Something that really, where your hooks get in them. And wherever you want them to go, they're willing to go and bring other people along with them. So, but that means that you have to dig deeper.
Yep. And that you understand. So that deepness and that hook that Jay is referring to is that you have been able to identify their pain and their struggle, and you've been able to get them out of the pain. And you've been able to get them out of the struggle. And that's what makes people become brand ambassadors, you know, in the long run. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, looking at the data and you know, going back to what you were talking about with the course, the course example, if you don't understand your client's strengths and weaknesses, the products and services that you're not only offering them, but the way that you're offering them can be such that they are going to continue looking for a course until you fix that weakness of theirs, that until you're able to identify and use that, apply that weakness within your course. So here's an example. Sometimes when people do courses, it's about the technology. Some people just don't like technology. They don't like figuring it out. It's just, you know, they step one, step two, even though it may seem as simple as 1, 2, 3, the minute they get to 2, they're like, I don't know how to do this. And then all of a sudden, the course that you thought was so good, they're not implementing because you haven't been able to simplify it to a point where it's easy for them to actually implement, which is why in some courses you have audio, you have visual, you have live demonstrations, you have all of these things implemented in a course, so that way a person is able to tackle different ways of learning. Mm-hmm. So your audience is going to tell you, like, I need visuals, I need video, I need audio, I need for you to text me, I need for you to pick up the phone to call me. Like, just emailing me is not going to work. So it really is about digging in to the point where you're able to not only serve the client, but you're creating products and services that you can deliver to them that meets them where they are.
I love that. Going back to the client that I was meeting with yesterday, we did an exercise about having a buyer narrative. So she wrote out her ideal client, ideal buyer's like day. That was one of the exercises. So I want to give you two examples. So she says, and this is how you look at looking at their behavior ideally throughout the day, and you can pull out information about who she or he is. So she says, okay, so basically the dream buyer rolls out of bed. She goes downstairs in a robe. She makes a cup of coffee while the coffee's brewing. She takes a few moments to journal and refocus her thoughts. So she She carries her coffee upstairs and brings a cup to her husband. They greet each other with a smiling kiss. She hands him his coffee. What does that tell you about the buyer? Number one, okay, she's married. Got it. That's simple, easy. Obvious. But let's look at that routine. While she's getting her coffee, she's journaling and preparing for the day. She's very introspective.
Mm-hmm.
She's into journaling. She's into affirmations, probably. She's into setting her mind first thing and her intentions first thing in the morning. Also, she takes time for herself before she does anything for anybody else, because she didn't get the coffee for her husband first. She did it for herself, and she took time for herself first before she greeted him in the morning. So in your program, what should you include? Maybe a journal will be nice in the welcome kit, right? Maybe affirmation cards would be nice in her welcome kit, because that's what she's into.
Yes.
Also, yep. Whenever you're talking about when she's doing this ritual first thing in the morning, you don't have to tell her, okay, it's important to set time aside for yourself. Oh, self-care, because that's so important. She already knows that. She's already doing that. So why are you telling her something she already knows? So it's getting into the collecting this information in detail so that you can continue to support her.
Yeah.
Because once she sees that, oh, she coach such and so, or, you know, my VA, my OBM, they understand me to a different level. A brand ambassador.
Yeah.
Ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Because you get her on that deeper level.
Yeah, something else that came up, Jay, is you know, we get this question often about timing. Like, you know, whether it's, you know, how far apart should I space out emails, or if I'm doing a challenge, you know, should I do a 3-day, a 5-day, a 7-day challenge? If I have, you know, coaching clients, how long should I give them to do assignments? So another thing that that particular client would tell me is that I can't necessarily give her stuff and expect her to implement it or do it in 24 hours, because she needs the space. She obviously, you know, is very involved, taking care of her, you know, husband, herself, and, you know, whatever business she has. So if we, you know, try to put too many things on our client's plate and we expect them to do it within a short period of time, they're just not going to do it. And then they're going to get to this space where I feel like I'm behind. You know, why I should be further along than I am. And I'm like, no, you have life. Like, no one's telling you to neglect yourself, to neglect, you know, your home life, to neglect your business. This has to be incorporated with what you already do. Right. And so you know, you as the service and product provider you have to keep that in mind. Like, be realistic. Now, how much time should we really be giving them so that they can implement some of the things that, you know, we're asking them to do? And especially if it's something that's it's a new concept, that not only they have to potentially unlearn something that they've learned before, but now you're asking them to learn something new and then ultimately apply it. So keep that in the back of your mind, you know, when it's all about, you know, how much time should we give them for anything?
Exactly. And going so what we have talked about is, whenever you're gathering this intel, whether you're doing a narrative or a profile on your ideal client, buyer, customer, whoever, however you want to call them, whenever you're doing that narrative, that profile on them, go a little bit deeper than just the basics. I think demographics, whenever a client starts talking about the demographics of a client, I just tell, okay,
let's push move that past to, that.
Yeah, I don't care about that. You know, let's dig a little bit deeper into who she is, why she functions the way she functions, why her life looks the way how she thinks, because then that's whenever you can dig. You can connect with her on a deeper level. So look at what the numbers are saying, what the feedback is saying, but then I want you to look at, what are you hearing? Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the things that are not being said. So again, going back to this client, she said, one of the questions was, when my dream buyer wakes up in the morning, they are thinking about, and this is what she said, oh my God, another day. I feel exhausted and would really like to just lay here for a while and relax. So why is she saying that? She is a business owner. Now, for this client, she's connecting with other coaches. Her ideal audience is another coach. So my thing is, being a business owner and you are new to starting your business, so you're walking from a 9-to-5, you have a 9-to-5 and you're doing you're building your business. Normally, whenever you are in corporate America or you have another job outside of your business, you're working on your business late at night, right? And whenever you are going to bed and you're doing something very strenuous, something very involved, like business building, that's the first thing or the last thing on your mind. Whenever you wake up, it's the first thing on your mind.
Absolutely.
It's not because you are thinking about your business, that's what you want to think about, it's because that's the last thing you were, you know, like really into, really digging in and all that other stuff. So if you're waking up feeling, oh my God, another day, you're thinking about whatever you didn't do, whatever you're, it's that. So if she's saying that her audience is saying, oh my God, it's another day, what's not being said? I didn't get to finish this. I have to, all the to-dos on my list for today, what I didn't get done yesterday. I forgot to do this. Oh, I need to dig about this. Oh, I have to come. That's what's not being said. Yep. So she's running through her, you know, tally of to-do lists. So you have to think about, whenever you're gathering that intel or you're going back over that intel, yes, what is it saying? But what am I hearing? What am I, as I read through the lines, what is she really saying to me that's not being said? That's when it hits, like when it, oh, wow. I didn't even know I was thinking about that, but she's right. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I didn't even think of it that way, but she gets it. Oh, that's whenever that stuff starts happening. And if you can create a program, marketing messaging, a course or something on that level, that's whenever they're willing to pay in a year-long mastermind or willing to put down a credit card for, you know, a $5,000 program and all of that other stuff that you want out of your ideal client, because you get them at a totally different level that nobody else has been able to do.
Yes. And the thing that I'm hearing too is that she hasn't figured out how to make all of that exciting. She hasn't figured out, like, you know, stress is not sexy. It's funny that you say, you know, I'm saying you're behind. Jay and I hear this all the time. And my statement is always, who are you behind? Like, what are you chasing? Yes, you have goals. We all have goals. And most of the time, if the goal was set right, it's something that you have not ever done before. And so it's a matter of saying, I have created this goal to make, you know, a certain amount of money, to have a certain amount of clients within a certain amount of time frame. And it's really up to me to get there. But who's to really say if it's going to take me 30 days? Maybe it's going to take me 60. Maybe it's going to take me 90 days. And so it's a matter of saying, yes, we create goals, but it's truly about the journey. It's truly about how you're going about getting to that goal. And so, you know, I would definitely encourage you to say, you know, not that you're behind, but that I'm enjoying this process. I'm paying attention to the way that I'm thinking. I'm actually doing the work, you know, so that I can reach this goal. I'm doing something every day. And if you're not doing that, then it's a matter of saying, okay, what, why not? You know, so again, what's not being said? What is actually going on with you? Why aren't I doing something to reach my goals every single day? Yes, my expectation, yes, just tweak it a little bit, because otherwise, you know, you'll go through this whole process feeling defeated. Because I didn't reach my goal. I set a goal to, you know, to make a certain amount of money in May, and then May 31st comes or June 1st comes and you didn't reach it. However, you've got more confidence. You have more calls on your books. You have, you know, you have other things that you didn't have before. So
I think
I need to come to Jesus talk. We all do sometimes.
And I also think sometimes whenever we're working towards a goal, we haven't been on the ocean, on the beach, and you may get into the ocean and you think that you have been in the same spot, right? You mm-hmm. think I haven't moved anywhere. I just walked a couple of feet and I'm good. I'm wading, or, I'm swimming in the ocean or whatever. And then you look back towards the shore and you're like, your family is like, seems like 3 miles to the left or to the right. And you're like, wait a minute. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in business, we don't think that we've traveled far until we look back and see where we've come from
mm-hmm.
to get yep. to the point where we are now.
Yep.
And that changes our perception. And I think maybe, yes, expectation, but it's the perception.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're only in competition with yourself.
Exactly.
Other people, and this goes into a whole nother conversation, but sometimes we get in, it's natural because we're imperfect to look at other people and see how they're living, what they're doing, and compare it to ourselves. It's natural. So we have to give ourselves a little bit of grace and not be so hard on ourselves
Absolutely.
About comparing. However, the comparison cannot be, and I'm going to go against the grain here, it cannot be your motivation, and it cannot be your credit. It can't.
That's not going against the grain, Jay. That's really an outlet. That's giving people an out.
But see, it's like people sit up there and they're like, oh, I want to be the next Oprah. And they compare themselves to Oprah and they use that as a motivator. And it's like, no, your goals, your aspirations, your focus, that should be your motivating factor, not someone else. Because guess what? You don't know their story. You don't know what they had to contend with in the quiet hours. You don't know what additional help, what private help they received. You yep. don't know that. Yep. So for you to sit up there and try and do that in comparison to, and use that as a motivating factor, you're setting yourself up for disappointment because you think you're only seeing things from the outside in. And so whenever you have to, go 3 steps back in order to make 10 steps forward or whatever the case is, I didn't know that was a part of the journey. Because they didn't share that part of the journey. So I say, give yourself grace, but Absolutely. Don't let, looking at other people's businesses or your expectations or things like that, don't let those things be your motivator or your critic. Focus on you and how you're running your race and how you're getting to your finish line, whatever that may be. And whenever you are doing this research, do it from a place of service, not to, and I'm going to come back to you. Stress is not sexy. Can you go ahead and put your name down in the comments?
So we can stop calling you stress is not sexy.
I mean, I'm all for there's your handle, stress is not sexy, but I'd like to know your name, girl. But yeah, so whenever you're doing that, I like to inspire people who are wanting to, number one, come from a place of service, and number two, wanting to make an impact on their industry in a positive way. So if those things are your motivators, whenever you're doing your client research, is how can I better understand you so I can serve you, so I can help you. Money is going to come. You can get money all kinds of ways. But what you can't do is you can't impact people in a positive way and create a legacy that moves, even that keeps ripple effects going, even after you've changed your program, shifted your business, done a whole bunch of other things. I mean, people are still watching, and going back to the Oprah example, people are still watching Oprah Winfrey shows. She still has on the OWN Network. You can watch past Oprah Winfrey shows. Why? Because of the impact that she had a ripple effect after she's had her show and she's moved on to, you know, 50 million other things. So going back to read your comments here. Okay. So I think I make unrealistic goals, or I don't plan out the steps beforehand. I just want to hit the ground hard and fast. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to report that I'm only in competition with myself. I don't look at others. That's a huge win for me. Congratulations on that. Not to look at others. Okay. So is that Gillette?
Jalen.
Yep. How gonna do that? Okay. So Jalen, I want to commend you on not comparing yourself to others or feeling that you're in competition with other people, that you're only in competition with yourself. Congratulations on that. But also I want to again give yourself some grace. Okay, awesome. Give yourself some grace, because sometimes we can be our worst critic.
Mm.
And if you hear some of the self-talk and prayers, I'm just like, I know God's looking at me like, oh goodness, if
she go again,
talk to me one more time about this thing. And do so in that voice. Oh my goodness. But
and the thing is, you said hit the ground hard and fast. I'm guilty of that. Like literally of idea, go. Like mm-hmm. I don't have time to plan it out. Matter of fact, I'm planning it as I'm creating the graphic. It's like 1, 2. And you do have to learn to time out. Like, that's a great idea, but I need to make sure that idea is something that I need to do right now. I need to make sure that, as you know, yes, I need to act, but I also need to be responsible. I need to make sure that I put enough time and space and potentially resources, maybe asking for help. So that's the thing that doesn't happen when we hit the ground hard and fast, is that we forget that we have people like Jay that can help me do something that would take me an hour. She can help me in 5 minutes. And the reason why, it's because we're running, we're acting. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, stop, should I be doing this right now? Is this even something that's in my wheelhouse, or do I need to bring someone else in? So.
Exactly. Words out my mouth. Okay, so it goes to our final point, which is, okay, so how can you marry the two? Once you have taken a look at the intel, you figure out what is it saying to you, what the numbers are telling you, you look at that, you look at the things that are in between the lines. So how do you digest the information and incorporate it into your business? You marry the two and then incorporate that in your business. And it goes back to what I was saying about the client that I had yesterday. For an example, going back to the journaling. Mm. Okay, so you know that she journals, you know that she likes affirmations, you know that she's introspective. So why not add that to her welcome packet whenever she signs, she purchases your program? Or why not put that as one of the bonuses that you get to, you get a, you know, a certain journal or a certain, or that journals are with each module or something like that. That's something that she would like. Or if you're looking at the research, another thing I gave her was, if you're seeing that your audience, they tend to not like group programs. Okay. So they don't like group programs. I'm one of those. Why don't they like group programs? Well, I came to find out about myself, I don't like group programs because I like one-on-one, not attention, but I work best by talking to someone that I trust. Being vulnerable and, okay, so this is what I'm thinking. I'm not sure about this. So what do you think? And then if it's in a group setting, sometimes you get lost and then it's too many people, you know, adding their two cents. And it's like, I don't know you. I didn't, this is what I was in a group program and this is what I said. They were like, well, put it in a group and, you know, get everybody's input. Now I'm okay with that if it's like, I'm thinking about a business, a course name or blah, 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 blah. I'm cool with that. But it was like some internal stuff. Oh, damn, there's like 1,000 people in this group. You want me to put my stuff out there and ask them what they think? I paid you. That's what I told her. I was like, I paid you. I didn't pay them. Paid you. I want you to help me. Oh, that's not how it works. And bye. Because that, and that taught me a lot about myself. But it, so I know that I don't like group coaching things if they don't have, yes, don't like flippant feedback. Totally agree with you. But then, but I am into a group program if they have one-on-one coaching. You know, or a one-on-one aspect where I can get to speak privately with a coach, and this is what's going on with me, this is what I was thinking, blah 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 blah, and I can have that, you know, session with them. I'm cool with it in that instance. So if you're doing your, so going back to doing audience research, if they're like, I don't like group programs, why don't you like group programs? Oh, it's because you can get lost in the crowd, okay? So maybe I do need to add an element of one-on-one support. How can I do that? How can I make the numbers work? Okay, okay, I can do that. Maybe like twice a month or once a month. I have one-on-one calls with everyone. If I keep this small, then so yeah, that'll work. See, you went with what your audience was telling you, reading between the lines what she is saying, what she's not saying, and then digesting that, seeing what it means for your program, what it means for your business, how can you further support her and meet her where she's at so she can make the transformation that she needs in order to get her from A to B, you know? So that's how you can start marrying those two whenever you're doing audience research.
And what I would add to that is your team and the platforms and tools that you're using. So, you know, even piggybacking off what Jay just, you know, the example she gave about group coaching and people getting lost, that happens more often than not, which is why a lot of group programs, group coaching programs don't work, because it's all about the numbers, but there's nothing to hold people accountable. There's nothing that is in place for you to check in on their progress, to check in on them, period. And so if you have a tool, So if you have some kind of tool that allows you to see, you know, how active are they? You know, if you have somebody on your team that's able to track, you know, where's Susan? I haven't seen Susan in like 3 weeks. Anybody know what's going on with her? Maybe somebody need to reach out to her. So it's really about saying, do you have to have one-on-one clients? Like, period, that's the only way to make sure that people are getting attention? No. But if you're going to have something like a group coaching program, you need to make sure that either you, a tool that you've implemented or the tool that you're using or your team has something in place for you to check in on every one of your coaching clients.
I second that. And going back to what I had said before, that you're in business for them, to be of service to them. Because that's how you build brand ambassadors, that you realize that it's not about you. Mm-hmm. Again, the money is going to come. You're going to build your business if you stay authentic, transparent, and of service to them. Mm-hmm. You put them first and they feel that it's authentic. Then they're going to, okay, so where do I sign up? What do I need to do? Where do I need to go? And then they're willing to build on that. And I definitely agree with you on that. And that's why whenever I'm working with my clients in building their business funnel, okay, what's the tool?
Tell us what it is. I know I'm like, wait a minute, tell me what the tool is.
So Jaylen said that she found a new tool and she's excited about it. So go ahead and drop it. What is this new tool? But so whenever you're building your business funnel, these are the things that I talk about with my clients, because before we start building a course, let me back up. Sometimes you'll get with these business coaches, course coaches, course programs, and they'll just say, you want to build a course? Okay, cool. What is it about? Oh, okay. So let's go ahead and build it. I am not, if it doesn't make sense, it needs to make sense to three things before I sign off with my clients about them building a new product, course, tool, whatever. It needs to make sense to your audience. It needs to make sense to you. And it needs to make sense to your business. If it doesn't make sense with all three of those, then guess what? I'm like, do we really need to do this? Let's revisit this. Why is it not making sense for your audience? Because again, sometimes business owners will go ahead and create products that they want to sell their audience. Or they'll build something. Oh, she said that she, if you are, for example, if you are a confidence coach, but then you sitting up there talking about how to build a website, how to get a $6,000 month or whatever, and it has absolutely nothing to do with confidence. Why are we doing this? I was in a Facebook group and they said they want to learn how to build a website, but what they got to do with what your business is about? What
building
does it have
confidence
to do about you? It doesn't make sense.
Yes.
You know, so it needs to make sense for all three. It needs to make sense to your audience. It needs to make sense to who you are. And it needs to make sense to your business. Whenever all three of those align, guess what? Then it feels authentic. It makes sense. Yes. I can see why I'm coming to you for this.
Ta-da. Ta-da. Have you heard of Quinza? I haven't heard of Quinza, Jaylen. That's a new one. But, you know, there's new tools. Yes, she's using a tool called Quenza. You know, and I'll give you an example, especially for if, especially when you have a course. Teachable, Thinkific, and some probably some other ones have a way for you to track people's activity. You know, this is why some of us use like Asana and Teamwork. And Jay, what do you use for your task?
For tracking.
Project management, task management.
Asana and Airtable.
Okay. So, you know, that's why we use those tools, because that allows us to check in with clients to see, you know, in my case, I use Teamwork. I can tell when people have logged in. If you haven't logged in, if I set a task or a project for you and I haven't seen that you even logged in, yeah, I'm, hey, how you doing? What, everything okay? You haven't started on whatever, you know, it is that they're supposed to be working on. And so, you know, there are ways for you to use what you have to put in check-in points with your clients so that you can hold them accountable, you know, going back to that example.
Exactly. Exactly. You have to, a lot of people, and I'm all for evergreen
courses. Yeah.
Yep. Product. Totally behind that. But I would also say every quarter, go back and look at the activity. Did they just get to module one and stop? Why?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Reach out to them. See how they're doing. I just had another client meeting the other day, and I was like, okay, well, I haven't talked to you in a minute. What's been going on? She's like, oh, yeah, the ceiling fell on my head. Found out that I had these other health issues. And I'm like, okay, I'm glad that we had our client meeting. But also, you know, I want you to feel that it's okay to talk to me, to check in, to da 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 da. And she's like, well, I didn't want to bother you. So that told me
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Sorry about that, got a call. So what that told me, that even though I tell my clients that up front, I tell you, hey, I have, you know, I'm open, da 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 da. You can contact me about this, that, and other. And I think I do a good job at making them feel at ease and feeling comfortable. I needed to go another mile with her.
Yep, yep.
To make her feel comfortable, to make her feel that she can talk to me about whatever these deeper things. Mm-hmm. So that let me know something about me. What other processes could I have in place? And, you know, if I don't see them on this call, or if I don't see them doing this, okay, I need to probably move up my follow-up processes, mm-hmm. or something like that. So even though, yes, it's one client out of however many, that's still a client.
Yes.
That's still a person. That's still, you know, I'm of service to this person that I need to make feel comfortable. So whenever you're looking at and you're listening to your clients, your audience, your prospects, whatever it is, again, it's about them. How can you be of support to them? And in turn, how they repay you is by becoming a brand ambassador.
Yes.
So I am going to go ahead and get off my soapbox. This is the Unspoken Truth. We talked about audience research and how to analyze the data that you've collected. Let's see. Jalen says, oftentimes we don't want to bother you. And I totally understand that, because we don't want to be judged for not making progress the way we initially promised. And you know what? That is very true. But I would say I learned this recently. I put myself out there to someone. Yeah, we're our own judgment of ourselves. Yeah. I tested someone and saw how they reacted to some information I gave them. Let that be. It's kind of like whenever you're testing anything, put it out there and see what the results are. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and if you're entering into a coaching relationship, a friendship, a relationship, whatever it is, test it.
Mm-hmm.
Put some information out there, see how they respond. They don't respond the way that you need, then you have your answer. Well, I didn't think I could come to you about this because I came to you about this. And you were like, okay, so let's go on to what you're supposed to be doing. And da 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 da. Then you know, okay.
I can't come to her for that.
Exactly. But if she responds to you in the way that you need, or if she responds compassionately or empathetically or something, whatever it is, then you know, okay, I can trust you. That know, like, and trust factor, that covers a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
not just business, not just marketing. But so once you gather the research, once you analyze the research, now we're going to talk about how to put that research into action. We're going to talk about that next week. We're going to continue talking about audience research, audience building, because like I said at the very beginning, this is some foundational stuff that it doesn't matter what phase you are in your business. Everybody needs to participate in audience research some way, shape, or form. And we've seen some, you know, huge businesses crash and burn because of not having some of the foundational aspects in play. So thank you for everyone who joined us live. Thank you, Jalen, for your participation and your comments and everything. Really, really, really appreciate that. Those who are watching the replay, thank you so much. Oh, there she goes with her.
Listen, they got rid of the heart. Oh, no, they didn't. They didn't get rid of the hearts. Is the heart still here?
Yes. No, maybe so.
No, it anyway. Looks like you got on purple or something.
Yeah, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to go back tomorrow.
Thank you so much for those who are watching the replay. Again, this is The Unspoken Truth. We're here every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Helping to pull back some of the curtains behind these multi-figure businesses, giving you the real, always in that kitchen table talk fashion, and always with a dose of some love. So thank you, everyone. You could have been doing anything in the world, but you chose to spend this time with us, and we are grateful. Till next time, y'all. Bye.